It is Friday, March 20th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Californians are ordered to shelter in place to combat the coronavirus. U.S. citizens are advised against all international travel. Meanwhile, Tulsi Gabbard ends her Democratic presidential campaign and endorses Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders calls on Amazon to step up for its workers during the pandemic. And lastly, at least three Republican senators have been caught profiteering from the pandemic while lying to constituents. Will the disclosures increase scrutiny of how government officials have botched and exploited the pandemic response for personal gain?
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The U.S. State Department issued an unprecedented global travel warning yesterday. American citizens are being told not to travel overseas. If they are already abroad, the State Department says citizens should either come back to the U.S. now or prepare to hunker down wherever they are indefinitely. The Level 4 travel advisory, the most severe type of warning the department issues, says Americans abroad may be on their own. Specifically, quote, have a travel plan that does not rely on the U.S. government for assistance. The department ignored at least some press queries after making the announcement. California Governor Gavin Newsom last night told non-essential businesses to close their doors and the 40 million residents of America's largest state to stay at home. Earlier in the day, he said the state expected more than half of its residents to fall ill with COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus, now pandemic to the globe. That would mean the state would need nearly 20,000 more hospital beds than it currently has. Curfew measures are intended to slow the spread of the virus and keep hospitals from getting overwhelmed. Essential activities include buying groceries and taking neighborhood walks, but close contact with others is discouraged, and most stores will close. A homeless shelter resident in California told the Guardian newspaper that he expects to die if he catches the coronavirus. A man who died after a visit to Disney World in Florida before it closed was only 34 years old, so please take this seriously. Even Wyoming, where police cannot stop drivers failing to wear seatbelts, has ordered bars and restaurants closed. Senate Republicans pushed toward a pandemic stimulus plan that includes a one-time cash payment to many Americans, including $1,200 per adult in many families, but only $600 for poorer families. An analysis cited by Washington Post says 22 million Americans who make less than $40,000 per year would see no benefit under the Republican plan. President Donald Trump spouted more lies at a pandemic response briefing. He claimed that an old malaria drug could be used to treat coronavirus, but medical experts, of course, said otherwise. And the FDA clarified that the drug was not approved for such treatment. White House press briefings are getting truly ridiculous as Trump seeks to pin all the blame on China and relies on Republican operatives in the press pool to bail him out. The number of confirmed cases in the U.S. doubled between Tuesday and Thursday, with more than 11,500 as of yesterday. Doctors say they still urgently need ventilators and masks, and some are being asked to reuse masks against the manufacturer's advice. More governments overseas are closing borders, including Australia, New Zealand, and Brazil. Chile is postponing a constitutional referendum. The G7 meeting of world leaders in June will be held via teleconference. And in the Netherlands, a minister in charge of coronavirus response resigned after collapsing in parliament from exhaustion. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard dropped out of the Democratic presidential primary race yesterday to the surprise of many, including her supporters. She endorsed the frontrunner and establishment favorite, former Vice President Joe Biden. Gabbard said she was confident Biden would be, quote, guided by the spirit of aloha, respect, and compassion. Biden said he was grateful for Gabbard's support and said he looked forward to, quote, working with her to restore honor and decency to the White House. Gabbard's brother posted and then deleted a claim that Sanders had refused her support. Press speculation turned to whom Biden might name as a running mate, though the campaign made no announcements. Sanders, for his part, yesterday demanded Amazon do more to take care of its workers, as the company hires up to expand its delivery business with more of the world going on lockdown. Sanders said, quote, the majority of Amazon's 800,000 workers are working in warehouses and are worried about their safety. We should ask Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, if he can afford to guarantee paid sick leave, hazard pay, and safe conditions to all of his workers. workers. More than 1 million Americans may lose their jobs by the end of the month. Many are already having trouble claiming unemployment benefits. Gig workers are finding that they aren't eligible and have no choice but to keep working. And Trump has asked states to stop releasing new unemployment numbers. I think today is the day he finally became president.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
A new scandal is brewing related to the U.S. government's coronavirus response. Some members of Congress have been saying one thing to the public about the crisis while doing quite another behind the scenes, finding ways to profit from the pandemic. As of last night, at least three Republican senators, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Kelly Loeffler of Georgia, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, were caught making big stock market trades based on information they had received in an official briefing on the crisis. The trades took place after the senators heard non-public information about coronavirus, but before news got out and before the markets tanked. Burr chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, and NPR reported he shared inside info on the coronavirus with a select group of wealthy donors who in turn sought to profit from the bad news. Ethics watchdogs called the trades unconscionable. And frankly, I did too, especially at a time when Republicans from Trump on down were denying coronavirus would be a problem. Now even Fox News' Tucker Carlson is calling for Burr's head, although we should note, these guys hate Burr because he called for impeachment witnesses. They're also not too big of fans of Loeffler's because they wanted Collins to run in Georgia. Meanwhile, Burr, who worked as a corporate salesman for 17 years before seeking office, voted against a bill to ban insider trading by members of Congress in 2012. Imagine that. Last night, scrutiny was growing on other members of Congress who received the coronavirus briefing. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein was among those reported to have made suspicious trades. Expect to hear more about this in the days to come. Hopefully, we'll also learn more about whatever angles Trump's son-in-law and designated messenger Jared Kushner has been working on with his shadow task force on the coronavirus. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
One third of the U.S. faces risk of flooding this spring. The National Weather Service said yesterday the areas affected by the forecast cover 23 states and are home to 128 million people. It's not supposed to be quite so bad as last year, but farmland soils are saturated, and this means problems for harvest, which means higher food prices. So more of a mud bowl than a dust bowl with the Great Depression number two. Residents of a West Virginia tourist town are at odds with a white nationalist nonprofit group, VDARE, which recently took the unusual step of buying a large castle overlooking their homes. A report by the Southern Poverty Law Center says the residents of Berkeley Springs are asking how and why the group, a favorite of Trump advisor Stephen Miller, paid $1.4 million in cash for the 19th century landmark castle. No word on whether any local maidens have been found drained of blood. Ghislaine Maxwell, the former girlfriend and alleged accomplice of the late sex trafficker to the elite Jeffrey Epstein, is apparently alive. Maxwell has been hard to find since Epstein's death last year, but she has reportedly filed a court complaint in the U.S. Virgin Islands against Epstein's estate, demanding payment for security and legal costs, and disclaiming knowledge of his crimes. One of Epstein's victims, Virginia Jeffrey, responded, quote, "How dare you? I hope the judge ruling over this laughs you out of court and into jail." Seems fair enough to me.
Quicker Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.